Hello everyone, and welcome to the Final Call Sermon Series. We are on episode 7, and we'll be discussing the topic, Are You Ready? Are you ready? And the purpose of this topic is, are you ready for Christ to come, his second coming? And we will be discussing different ways of preparation and how to get your mind in tune, and 5 major steps to get to the point of preparation that we would need to be. So I will ask the Lord for his blessings. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for the strength that you've given us so far to traverse this life we're living now today, dear Lord, in all the things happening around us. As we gaze to you now, dear Father, and dive in your word, please help that even one person, dear Father, can receive a blessing from this message today to prepare their hearts to meet you, dear Lord, to prepare their hearts for your second coming. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen. So we are, you know, very important question we ask ourselves, are you ready? Are you ready for Christ to come? You know, Christians around the world have waited, for the glorious return of Christ. And the Bible says, no man knows yet, the angels know the time, you know, of Christ coming. You know, and Paul spoke in Thessalonians, you know, about the children of light will know the season. We have to prepare for this second coming. You know, there, let's not sleep. You know, let's not slumber. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 6, it said, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. Be watch and be ready. All that's happening around us, we know right now that the time is coming short. All these signs that we're seeing now, he has predicted in Matthew 24, and this is just the beginning of sorrows. But who should be concerned? If we are in tune with the word and spend time in his word, we wouldn't be concerned at all about what's going on around us. Very easier said than done, and I understand. But it's very important for us to know and spend time in the word to understand what's going on around. The ones that are perplexed right now are looking for answers are the ones that does not know the word, who don't take the time. And I know everyone is busy, everyone have work, everyone have family, but none of that is too important to get into the word, to understand what's going on around us, and also make that big preparation for his second coming, changing the things that we do. And the first one we're going to discuss today is praying. If you want to know what God knows, begin to ask him for, you know, he'll answer them for you. You know, God knows when his son will return to this earth. So ask him he'll give you that preparation the confirmation that you need to change your life, need to change different things you have going on that's taking up too much of your time. Spend time in the word, you know. He will lead you and he'll guide you to a place of safety, you know, and of peace. And even in the middle of the chaos going around us, he will give you the protection and strength that you need to withstand the darkness around us. You know, he will bring you into the glorious light. You're humble enough to asking, then you have nothing to worry about. If you can take the time to humble yourself, to ask the Lord for the answers, just ask. Pray and read his word. That's a very, very important. This is the first tool that we can use to help prepare ourselves is prayer. Prayer is nothing more important than prayer, and surrender yourself to the Lord and ask him for the strength and the knowledge and the understanding about what's going on around us. And the second one is listen. You know, sometimes we think we know what God wants us for us, but God wants us to listen attentively, spend quiet times with him, quiet, peaceful times in nature, preferably where there's no distraction. Imagine trying to spend quiet time with the Lord in a noisy environment, cars, sirens, people yelling. It's not a good environment to listen to the Lord speak to you. As Christians, we have a wonderful opportunity to prepare for the Lord's second coming. This requires us to listen to God's voice so we can know and do God's will. If we rely on Him, He will lead us to a place we need to be and the safety that is available for His children. So it's important that we can spend the time to listen to what God has to say to us. So that quiet time is required. That quiet time is needed to so you can hear His voice. Get away from the distraction. If you live in the city, if you have constant noise around you, just take a weekend or take some time off of work, spend time in nature, and go to a quiet place and have that one-on-one communication with the Lord. Commune with Him one-on-one so you can listen. You can listen attentively when He speaks to you through reading His word and meditating on His word and listen to what He's saying to you. That is very important for us. So number two is listen. Number one was pray, and now listen. The third one is going to be watch. Watch. What are we watching for? What are we looking for? Paul said we need to watch and be ready. We do not watch with fear and trembling, but we watch with joy and gladness. Isn't it just a wonderful thing to know that the peace, the joy, and the gladness that we need to wait on the Lord, not in fear, not to tremble and to wait and to be fearful of what's going on around us, catching diseases, all the madness going on with crime right now, and so much confusion. The government doesn't know. There's no what's going on. They're scratching their head asking for answers. They're just as confused as everybody else. So you can't rely on them for the answer. The answer comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you now to pay attention to these three tools right now that you, is effective tools that to help prepare. So you pray, you listen, and you watch. Jesus' return would be a glorious time for His people, and we should look forward to that day with gladness. We are promised that those who watch will know the season. We will know to prepare ourselves for His second coming. Look around attentively. And look around us. What He has predicted in Matthew 24 is already happening. It's already happening. So what's that tell you? Is that we are now in that high time of urgency to make sure we're on the lookout. We're on the lookout. So just pay attention and look around us. Be aware of our surroundings. Stand firm with unwavering strength, unwavering faith. Don't let anyone distract you. Don't let anyone lead you down another path that you don't need to be. Stand firm, even if it's your family member. This is a time now to stand firm and to hold fast to what you know is right. So the fourth one is going to be store. Okay, what are we storing? What are we storing? You know, when Jesus spoke of His own return, He used the story of the ten virgins. Five of the virgins had extra oils and five did not. When the groom was delayed, five who did not have oils to make their trip to the market to get more. And while they were gone, their bridegroom came and they missed Him. I mean, that's most profound of stories. They can use an analogy to say, wait a minute, if I'm not prepared, then I can miss the bridegroom coming. So in that sense, you have to store up. And what are you storing up? What are you storing? The kind of oil we need to store up are those things that feed the life within. That means Bible study, prayer, knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know, and wholesome things, wholesome music, wholesome movies, the things that we watch that would not usher the presence of the Lord. All these things add light to our lives and to usher the Holy Spirit, and it will help us prepare for when Jesus returns. So storing up in the sense of the information that you're putting in your body, the information that you put in your mind, or say the things you put in your body, have to be wholesome. It has to be things that can the Lord is pleased with by ushering his presence in our life and remaining there. So that's what you do. You should do: pray, listen, watch, and store. Store this uplifting information in our minds to prevent the enemy from sending things in our mind that will distract us from the meditating on the Lord's word. So as I said, storing through Bible study, knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you attend church, continue to attend church and listen to wholesome music that will give your mind the opportunity to stay in tune with him. And the fifth one we're going to be discussing today is improve. What are we improving? Improving is, God does not expect us to be perfect. The perfection isn't required for us in order to see him and his return. What he expects is that each day you get a better than the day before. So it's a constant improving of your life, your spiritual walk with him. If Jesus came today, he would accept your progress and count it as, no matter how small your steps are, as long as you're moving forward. Every step moves us closer to the Lord, even baby steps. He wants just you to make an effort. He wants you to just try, and he'll do the rest. Make an effort to spend time with him. So you're improving on your daily walk with him. The things you did yesterday, if you can do more today to move towards that ultimate relationship you have with him and walk with him daily. Jesus came as a thief in the night to those who are in the dark. As Paul said, we are not of the night or of darkness. As children of the light, we will watch and be ready for the glorious return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So here are the five key points that we wanted to make sure we implement in our lives: pray, listen, watch, store, and improve. Improve, store, watch, listen, and pray. These are five tools that we would use to usher the presence of the Lord in our lives, and we help us prepare for his second coming. Don't get distracted, folks, by what's going on around us. That's what the enemy wants us to pay attention to: the news, pay attention to friends and colleagues who are not, they're not speaking through the word, what the word says. We are all human beings, and we have we are surrounded by our friends who are human beings, but they have to be connected with the Lord and read his word to know what's going on. So you can't take advice from any and everyone right now. This now is not the time to just take random advice from friends. You have to read the word and pay attention to what's going on. You have to listen to God's voice. Spend that quality time with him in nature. Spend that time with him in prayer and meditation. Watch, as Paul said, watch and be ready. Look around you. Watch what's going on. It's very clear from his word. Read Matthew 24. You'll see what's going on around us now. Give you all the evidence that you need, and to store up the information that you would need. Study the Bible, read, memorize scriptures, listen to wholesome music, put information in our minds that can benefit us, can enhance us. And improve is that daily walk every day. Move forward, if the baby steps, to Bible study, through meditation on his word. Improvement every day a little better than before, every day a little stronger than before. You will realize your strength in Christ will grow tremendously. I'm a living witness that when you take the time to spend time in nature, really read his word and spend more time trusting him, it will change your life completely and will be for the better. As I said, I'm a living witness. I have family and friends can attest to that. So as I say to you, most of these messages that I'm speaking today, if it's my own personal experience, it's not my opinion. This is things that I live every day and I implement them in my life. And it's been a tremendous blessing for me. And I would like for it to be a tremendous blessing for you. So as we wrap up, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to dive into your word, to cover these five steps, dear Lord, of how to get prepared for your second coming. Lord, we hope that someone out there can implement these steps in their lives, dear Lord, to improve, to store, to watch, to listen, to pray, dear Lord, and spend more time with you so we can ultimately prepare for your second coming, so you can take us home, dear Lord, with you through the clouds of glory. So we ask you now to continue to bless and keep us and give us the strength, dear Lord, to traverse these times we're living in, so we can wait for your second coming with joy and gladness. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and join us on the next episode. God bless.